Welcome to the Leadership Spark podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I am here with Hampton. And today we're going to talk about why change efforts fail. Now, we've all been part of change efforts that fail. All of us have, whether that's in our personal lives or our work lives. We've all been a part of those things, but there are some consistencies that are driving why many change efforts fail that you may be part of, or in some cases you may be maybe leading. And there's two things about change. Change is hard and change is inevitable. You, as a leader, will always be on the front end. You're the tip of the spear when it comes to hopefully anticipating and driving change that's needed within your team or organization. So Hampton has a couple of stories to share of some recent conversations that he had as we at WildSpark were talking with some of our partners about change efforts and change leadership and a change equation or frameworks you can use whenever you're leading change. Hampton, I know you have a couple of stories that came from that with some really cool insights on why a lot of change efforts fail.
So here's the change equation that has helped me a lot in work and really outside of work, just in life in general. And here's what it is. Corey, tell me if I'm wrong here, but the change equation is dissatisfaction with the status quo times your vision for the future times the first next step. All of that has to be greater than the resistance to change. If the resistance to change is greater than those three things, then change is probably not going to happen, or it wouldn't make sense to force people to walk into change until maybe you could clarify the vision for the future or help people become more dissatisfied with the status quo, or really in this case, identify a best first next step. So I was on a webinar with one of our large customers in the healthcare world, and I unpacked this for them, and they talked a lot about how they had a hard time with that first next step. So let me give you a story as to why the first next step is really important. And so I'm going to talk about Chick-fil-A for a moment. A lot of you may remember Chick-fil-A drive-thrus just being all the way out into your city, like making all kinds of crazy traffic jams. That was a very common thing. It still probably happens at some level, but it happens a lot less than it used to because of one thing. Their drive-thrus, they changed a lot. And so the cities with which Chick-fil-A was inhabiting, they were getting frustrated because it was creating all these traffic jams. The employees at Chick-fil-A and the owner of the restaurant was getting frustrated because they were losing customers. The customers were leaving angry. And so the customers were obviously angry as well because they came to Chick-fil-A and wanted to get food and couldn't even get into the parking lot. And so an operator really was clearly dissatisfied with the status quo. A lot of the employees were dissatisfied with the status quo. Someone had a vision for the future, which was, hey, here's what we could build. And they built this mock-up of a four-line drive-through with like a Chick-fil-A stacked on top of itself, and you could drive through the middle of the Chick-fil-A. And to my knowledge, that still hasn't happened yet. I think it's out there, vision for the future. But if this operator would have just said, okay, here's where we are today. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the vision for the future. Everyone would have looked at this person and rolled their eyes and said, I don't, how do we even get there? And so the key here is that one operator somewhere, I don't know who it was, said, well, here's a first next step to get us in that direction. And they presented the idea of a two-line drive-through instead of one. So they've had many innovations along the way in these Chick-fil-A parking lots, which have gone from one line with traffic everywhere to now two lines. And in some cases, they might even be to three. But the point of my story is there was a first next step that was possible to do. And so the story is, in this webinar, I was on here with over 100 managers. And I said, as I'm unpacking this change equation, why do you think that you struggle with change, or why have you failed in the past? And probably 90% of the people said they're struggling with the first next step. And so for you, your go and do today would be memorize this change equation. It will really help you. Like if you're feeling some friction with change, or your people are, go through this equation. So dissatisfaction with the status quo times vision for the future times the first next step, that all has to be greater than the resistance to change. And a lot of times what I'm finding is it's pretty clear that we're dissatisfied with the status quo, and we have this vision for the future, but the vision seems unattainable, and what's in between would be that first next step. And so the clearer you can get on what a first next step would be, so that you can bring your people down to a realistic opportunity in front of them, probably the better you'll pull off change. So I hope that's helpful for you today. We'll see you tomorrow.